Here to talk about things activists need to keep in mind as we engage in the labor needed to reclaim our world is Todd Sloan. Todd.
Thank you, Clayton. Activism can be fruitfully understood as what's called a community of practice, a domain in which personal identities, roles, and ways of getting things done are all interwoven in a systematic way. In honor of progressive and radical activists and the labor they perform, I want to share a partial inventory of the labor of activism viewed as a community of practice. This is based in part on the work of a small Portland collective known as the Cascadia Center for Social Ecology, of which I'm a member. You can find it on Facebook, and which is dedicated to making the work of activists more effective and more enjoyable. So the following list can be seen as things worth reflecting on or attending to as aspects of the labor of activism. First of all, there are meetings, lots of them, each of which includes, for example, finding a space to meet, inviting people to come to the meeting, reminders to come to the meeting, welcoming and greeting people, setting up the space, preparing food to share, waiting for stragglers, checking in and introductions, setting the agenda, doing the work of the meeting, attending to process issues, timekeeping, vibes watching, making decisions according to some method or other, holding people accountable for tasks they've volunteered for, taking notes, documentation, dissemination of notes, and then finally checking out, closing, choosing next meeting time, and cleaning up. All that goes into almost every meeting activists are involved in. Each of these is a form of labor, organized human creativity devoted to an end, usually done without concern for monetary compensation. Then there are various forms of leadership, which are also forms of labor, usually done by members of a collective or team, rather than by a single individual. There is the work of vision, which is creating an inspiring perspective on the future. The work of delegation, linking resources to needs and finding effective roles for group members. The work of coordination, ensuring that communication flows between groups and individuals. Facilitation, helping groups achieve effective decision-making. Mediation, helping opposing parties resolve differences. The work of rhetoric, communicating ideas and values so as to build excitement and agreement. Expertise, specialized knowledge of a particular practice. Diplomacy, capacity to translate and articulate diversity. Memory, holding the history and skills that create continuity over time. Guidance, teaching, mentoring, all of these helping others to develop leadership capacities. So as we see, the work of leadership and grassroots activism is an amazingly complex process. Then there's the work related to growing in numbers and power, getting the story out in the media or by canvassing, recruiting new members, writing brochures and pamphlets, fundraising, seeking donations, there's grant writing to fund projects. There's the orientation and training of new members. It's organizing new chapters of the organization, attending to self-care to prevent burnout, using art and music and theater to convey the message, learning the history of the movement itself, and studying strategies and tactics that have worked in the past. Finally, the thing that is the most visible part of activism is the conducting of actions themselves, campaigns, marches, protests. But all of the other work we've mentioned so far is behind the scenes and done usually without much recognition for those who do it. We also can't forget all the emotional and interpersonal labor of working through despair and sustaining hope and optimism. Finally, there's the labor of movement building, which includes building understanding and trust between members of related political projects, forming coalitions to plan events, hammering out a common vision across different causes and their struggles, sharing resources, equipment, space, and funding, celebrating successes, keeping the spark alive, and rekindling collaborations across groups when the spirit has faded. Everywhere I go, I meet people who are doing this labor of love we call activism. And most of them also express a yearning for broader collaboration for doing the work of movement building, for a more united front in the struggle for social justice. It happens that Portland now has an opportunity for movement building, a new one, for what could be called a public home place for grassroots groups representing marginalized and oppressed communities, indigenous communities and people of color, LGBTQ people and youth, to come together, to understand each other's movements, build trust, and prepare for collective action. This new opportunity is called the Social Justice Action Center, which is launching its first fundraiser today. Social Justice Action Center, known as SJAC, is a space, a building formerly housing the Red and Black Cafe at 400 Southeast 12th, a space for meetings, events, workshops, exhibitions, films, readings, and especially for movement-building processes. SJAC recently incorporated with a board and an advisory council consisting of leaders from various oppressed communities and other marginalized groups, and SJAC needs your energy and material support. To learn more, visit sjacpdx.org, which you can also find on Facebook, Social Justice Action Center. Your support will be simultaneously a blow against gentrification by keeping the building in the hands of the movement rather than developers, and a contribution to the essential possibility of coming together to do the labor of activism for social justice. Happy Labor Day.